With Long Island local news on Thursday, May 23rd, 2024, I'm Gianna Volpe on WLIWFM. The executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey made an urgent appeal to passengers headed this summer to JFK Airport, undergoing an unprecedented $19 billion construction project. Take mass transit to get there. Quote, "We are asking everyone, use mass transit when coming to JFK this summer." That quote from Rick Cotton, executive director of the Port Authority, who said that in a news conference earlier this week, adding, "Leave extra time, and if you must drive, plan to use remote lots. We are pleading with people to access the airport by not coming into the close-in terminal area. That is what has the potential for the most congestion." He said the massive construction over the next 2 years, which will create two new international terminals and a new roadway network, seeks to transform Kennedy into a world-class facility that will compare favorably to any airport in the country and abroad. Olivia Winslow reporting on Newsday.com that the rebuilding of Kennedy Airport comes as the start of the summer travel season, projected to attract a record number of travelers, gets underway. Quote, "The forecast for record summer travel will add to the potential for congestion," Cotton said. "Nearly 750,000 more passengers will pass through JFK than last summer. Travelers from Long Island can take the Long Island Railroad to Jamaica Station, to the AirTrain, or on the East End, take Hampton Jitney's airport connection to and from Queens." In other news, a little announcement from Southampton Village Hall and Southampton Museum regarding the celebration of veterans this Friday, May 24th, 2024. From 5 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Village Hall, 25 Pond Lane in Southampton. Local veterans will be sharing personal stories at 6 p.m. This is all ahead of Memorial Day, and it is brought to us by the Village of Southampton Commission on Veterans Patriotic Events, Veterans Hall, and our Village Veterans. All are welcome. You can learn about Veterans Hall and honor our heroes. For more information, southamptonvillage.org. And finally, I want to mention something else going on here in the village this weekend. Since I won't be live with you on Monday for Memorial Day, and from the bottom of the heart of the East End, thank you to all of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice protecting our freedoms. I hope that you will celebrate or remember, you know, spend the day in remembrance. And really, you know, celebration isn't the wrong word to use when you are considering celebrating the memory of those lives who were lost in making this great nation and keeping this nation great. On opening today, actually, at Southampton Cultural Center is the Southampton Artists Association Memorial Day Art Exhibition. There's going to be a reception on the 26th between 4 and 6 p.m. And I'm just seeing if that is going to be the Monday. No, okay, so Memorial Day is the 27th. On Sunday, between 4 and 6 p.m., there's going to be a reception for the Southampton Art Association's Memorial Day art exhibition at Southampton Cultural Center. That exhibition will be running through June 2nd, so you can probably check it out on, yeah, you can. You can check it out on Memorial Day between noon and 4 p.m. Those are the Monday through Thursday hours. Friday, you can go there between noon and 6 p.m. Saturday, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And Sundays, from 10 to 4. Speaking of art, we'll slide over to Riverhead for the weather. In honor of our next guests, Wendy Weiss and Chris Jones, of both East End Arts and the Matter of Spark podcast that you can actually find on our website, wliw.org/radio. Big thanks to East End Arts, one of our newest underwriters here on Long Island's only local NPR radio station. Let's look at the weather. Certainly coming down here in Southampton Village. I imagine the same for Riverhead. Looking at today's weather, a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. A slight chance of showers after that. Cloudy otherwise with a high near 75 degrees. Southwest wind 7 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 56 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 7 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Right now, it's 63 degrees, and all of those folks who didn't or weren't able to find a chance to get outside yesterday may be kicking themselves a little bit right now. But hey, if you're a gardener, you're pretty happy because your plants are getting watered right now. I'm Gianna Volpe, and I am in the WLIWFM studio getting ready to play lots of great music for you as per usual. You can see us as well as hear us on WLIW.org/radio if you click the watch now button. And you can also support us right there on the website. Thank you for doing so. Bunny hopping past Neil Young and Crazy Horse. We've got Howlin' Wolf, India Ari, David Ruffin, and Jerry and the Pacemakers leading us to the bottom of the hour. I'm Gianna Volpe, and you, whoever you are out there, you are awesome, and you're listening to WLIWFM NPR Radio. A nice rainy day track here on the heart of the East End.
I walked all the way from Dallas. I'm gonna end up in Old Camp Hall.
Just say you wanna take this friendship to another place. Can I walk with you through your life? Can I lay with you as your wife? Can I be your friend till the end? Can I walk with you? Got me wondering if you know that I am wondering about you. The feeling is so strong that I can't imagine you're not feeling it too. Yeah, you've known me long enough to trust that I want what's best for you. If you wanna be happy, then I am the one that you should. Tell you all the drama aside, you and I can find what the world's been looking for forever. Friendship and love together. Can I walk with you through your life? Can I lay with you as your wife? Can I be your friend till the end?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I looked in my notes for today's show. A little love note from the Oyster Ponds Elementary PTA. They've got an event going on from 5 to 7 at the beautifully renovated Silver Sands Motel in Greenport. So if you are looking for a way to benefit the local community, tonight from 5 to 7, you can go to oysterponds.memberhub.com to find out more about the event for Oyster Ponds Elementary this evening. I'm Jenna Volpe. This is David Ruffin. And you, whoever you are out there, you are awesome. And you're listening to WLIWFM NPR Radio.
Not that I don't love you, you know how much I do, and it's not that I found someone to take the place of you, it's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand. That even I don't understand. So I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. Yes, I am.
than you ever have before. I don't understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But those cards that get around me will let me go someday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So I'm leaving.
Yes, I am.
It's time to play it smart.
Yes, I am.
I'm gonna walk away from
get my track for Wendy and Chris in before they came in. That was the next one. It's Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone. It's talking about walking together in a storm. And I have absolutely been loving the project you guys have been doing together, Matter of Spark. Very grateful to have it on the WLIWFM website and grateful to East End Arts, one of our newest underwriters. We love everything you guys do over in Riverhead and beyond. Welcome to the studio, Wendy and Chris.
Thank you. Oh.
So it's probably my favorite event coming up next weekend or this weekend.
This weekend, this Sunday.
It's already here.
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so we're getting our, well, you guys have chalk there though, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about what the Mosaic Festival is.
So the Mosaic Festival is a street painting festival that is on the Arts District in downtown Riverhead, where we shut down the streets and everyone does chalk art mosaics in the streets. And this year we actually also have it on some tunnel walls for people that need to sit or stand while they're creating.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So where?
There's a little tunnel that is between our gallery and Crafted right there.
Yeah. Of course. Okay, it's like the covered walkway through to the Peconic River between Crafted and the East End Arts Gallery, or one of them.
Exactly.
Where is that, where you're saying that Cindy Pease Rowe is going to have a piece installed outside?
It actually is already there.
It's there.
So that's at 133 East Main Street, which is actually for the next year going to be known as the Andy Tarsis Fine Art Gallery.
Very nice. Yes. All right, and what's inside right now?
Inside, we're installing Detour, okay. Which is, Detour, this is 5. The fifth iteration of this incredible group exhibition, and it opens on June 1st, so next weekend.
Glenn and Adam have done an unbelievable job of putting together the Detour shows for the past 5 years. What can folks expect from this year?
This year is another mix of great artists, all new artists, and it's a great unification of North Fork and South Fork artists, which is really a big direction.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a big direction that I'm trying to get all of the art programming at East End Arts to really kind of vibe, because it's something that's unique about us and something that we can really provide to the arts communities out here.
I always love a bifocal approach to things. I always appreciate it. All right, so Jones, tell us a little bit about Matter of Spark. How many episodes have you guys gotten in the can so far?
I think we're up to episode 6. I have number 7 recorded. I just finished another interview with Katrina Del Mar.
Oh, nice.
Which we just...
Talk a little bit more about her, please, if you don't mind.
Well, she is a...
coming up on, I think, with us soon.
She might be. She has been playing in her band, Tracy City, which
yes.
I'll give a shout out to.
Yes.
They are playing... I'm gonna space out on the date, but it's actually coming up on a day that... you will know about.
Okay, ASAP. Here it is. Okay,
now,
at the clubhouse
thing.
Saturday, June 1st,
yeah.
3:30 to 6 o'clock after the Hamptons Pride Parade.
Right, but you got to come to Detour. That's the thing.
Yeah, right.
It's a double thing, and I can't even go, which I, if you are listening, Katrina, I am so sorry. But I did interview her for episode 7, and the topic was women in the arts. Mm-hmm. And she is such a dynamo that I interviewed her in Gas Hampton's parking lot. Shout out, Gas Hampton. I interviewed her for 40 minutes the other night outside.
I love that.
Yeah. It's really...
Street journalism, guys.
It's street journalism. There's like fire trucks in the back. Like, it's really going to be awesome. And it's like really fitting for her because she's awesome. And she's, you know, a working class artist, as she described herself. Who's not going to sell out as a result.
Amen.
So.
I love to hear it.
Yeah. It's going to be a great episode. So, we also have North Fork artist Anne Sherwood Pondyke in that episode.
So I missed, I believe I mentioned it at least.
It was gorgeous.
Beauty Out of Bounds, right?
Beauty Out of Bounds.
Oh, please tell me about the show. I wasn't able to make it.
It was just gorgeous. And we had so many amazing programs. And Anne worked her butt off. So kudos to Anne.
She does some really big stuff.
She does. And it was a great mix of big and small. And she also introduced her artist book called The Garden. And we actually displayed it on the long wall of our main gallery because it had short stories that coincided with pieces of artwork.
So how did you display the book?
We had the prints up high, and then directly below them we had on the same sized paper pinned to the wall, and they were pinned so they were free flowing. We had the little stories, and you could just like mosey down the wall and read the stories. And then to close that show, we had an event with Rites of Spring Music Festival.
Oh, we love that.
Where Anne and some other community readers came, and they read the book while a cellist played at the 11 West Gallery and just moved around the room. And it was like the most amazing experience. We've been loving these things that we're doing with Rites of Spring, too.
That's phenomenal. Rightsofspring.org, I think. Hold on. I think so too. I actually don't know.
Shout out to Paolo for that.
Yes, we love Paolo. All right, the Rites of Spring. I actually think I might be wrong, but I just want to make sure that I get there. I'll find it. It's fine.
It's out there.
It's out there. By the way, so we're going to have Katrina on this show on the 30th. In the 1025 spot, and we'll make sure to give another shout
That's on the 30th of this month?
Yes.
That sounds like you just got yourselves a deadline, Jones.
Yeah, I got to cut this podcast.
Yeah, cut the podcast that I can say to visit you guys.
If WLIW is going to be generous enough to put Matter of Spark on their webpage,
we're there.
Yeah.
We're there. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
And so I feel like the least that we could do is have this episode ready by then.
Get it done, Jones.
I'll have it cut. I'll have music for it. I'll uphold my NPR on public radio pedigree.
We love having you guys. And I mean, you guys are some of my favorite people. We got to meet again at Mugs sometime soon. You'll see us there. It's Rights Music. I knew it was something sort of different. Rightsmusic.org to find all of the performances of Rites of Spring. What a perfect marriage.
Oh, it's great.
And
Paolo's been a long time instructor there teaching piano.
Yes.
And he just came to me and said, I've got this concept and I think you might like it. And so I said, let's do it.
There's a lot of great. Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about Isaac Perlman and what's going on at East End Arts this, I imagine, this spring?
Yeah, it's this summer.
Oh, it's summer.
So Isaac Perlman has a program in Shelter Island, and they do a collaboration with East End Arts every year where East End Arts students can go and participate for a certain amount of weeks, and they play with, they learn, and then they go play, and Isaac actually watches the performances and he doesn't grade them, but he gives feedback and he brings everything together. It's just an amazing, once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience.
And an opportunity for young musicians.
Yeah, and it's another great collaboration that we love to have in the community.
EastEndArts.org to find out all the things.
All the things.
That East End Arts
does.
And
will we see you on Sunday?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I saw you showed me that picture of your Harmony, little
Harmony
your
was
little
practicing. she's really big on just appreciating the color. This week, it's like she's doing lines, grouping together to really get a sense of what that color is.
Nice.
So it's really cool to see her celebrating color. And I know the last time we came, it was a little early for her. She wanted to draw with the chalk, but only for 2 seconds, and then she's done. This year, she'll have the sustained attention to do a square. So we're very excited to join. Hopefully, we'll be able to make it. Let's return to talking about Mosaic Festival, how it works, notes for folks, families, people of all ages who want to participate.
It is a really family-friendly, all-age kind of, you don't even have to be an artist to be. We have plenty of artists that do these amazing pieces on the street, but we have equal amount of people that just come to just enjoy.
Yeah, just enjoy the chalk.
Jones is doing all of the live entertainment with the bands that he directs at East End Arts, all the kids' bands and the rock bands.
Oh, I love that.
And the Better Late Than Never band.
That's what was done last year, right?
It was what was done last year. I wasn't involved with the bands just yet at that point, but this year I am. So there's three bands, four actually, for the East End Arts.
What are the bands?
So it's the adult band, which the program is called Better Late Than Never. They will be playing first. I think the Bridgehampton Marimba Band is playing. Then we have the New Kids on the Rock program, and that band's name is Watching Paint Dry.
They're so cute.
They're beginners. And
how old?
9 to 13.
Oh, badass.
So. It's like the first
they've ever played. And they're play Talking Heads.
That's when you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, like we're doing like Talking Heads, Velvet
Stone
Underground.
Love that. I love seeing kids playing really dope.
They love it.
Rock.
And I kind of scare them too. I'm just like, look, it's just 5,000 people. Don't worry. And they're just like, oh my God.
Well, they had their debut at the Suffolk Theater for our EEA Honors fundraising
How
event.
How was that, by the way?
It was an incredible event. And thank you to everyone that came to support East End Arts. It really means a lot. We had great honorees, Andy Tarshis being one, Jody Giglio, Dan Weldon, Mimi Saltzman, and Kenneth Jackson. And it was great to celebrate them, celebrate our communities. And yeah, just great. And the band stole the show. The kids stole the show, as it should be.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it.
They were coming. They were saying, like, look, we went down to dance, and not ironically.
Yeah, everybody was dancing for them.
Yeah.
True story.
That's
everybody.
What's up.
Yeah.
They got a good dance space there, by the way.
They do.
It's very inviting. You don't feel like, you know, self-conscious. You just, you know. Rock out.
Exactly.
Right in Suffolk Theater. All right, so Watching Paint Dry, where'd you get the name?
They came up with it. It's like,
which
is
funny,
it's like a democratic,
like a
dictatorship that, there, you know?
That's like a throwback of a phrase, Watching Paint Dry. That's like, you know, an old way of saying.
Well, it was between that and Spicy Goats, which I
like. Oh, I like Spicy Goats, guys.
Spicy Goats. Listen, guys, if you're listening, Spicy Goats, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's a side project.
And then you also think about, you always got to think these days about, how is it going to look when I type it into a URL? Spicy Goats gets you there faster. Mm-hmm.
Spicy Goats, you know exactly what you're talking about right away.
You know,
it's a goat and it's spicy. That's the truth.
And goat now is greatest of all time.
It's what I'm saying.
Yes. Play also.
Yes. And spicy is like, you know, enjoying a new era of meaning.
Yeah.
I like when people call coyotes spicy dogs.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Spicy memories or like traumas.
So, you know, like, you know, this is Gen Alpha. Is that what this generation is? Or are they also Gen Z?
I'd have to ask.
We'd have to like look
my youngest
and find
child
out
that question.
Who's a badass, by the way? Can we give a shout out?
We can shout out to.
She's the drummer.
To Greta Jones, and she is the drummer.
Try
not to. Yes.
Greta's the drummer?
She is. I try not to like.
You didn't. I did it. It's my fault.
Okay. I try not to expose that to her because she doesn't want, you know. Although she calls me dad when she wants something in rehearsal.
Oh, so, I see. It's, yeah. It's natural based on Greta's age, right? It's only natural that there would be a bit of separation.
I try to just respect it, you know, and not like get on her too much. Although
or
she's
like
pretty good. I don't know. I mean, it's like she does have this innate musical ability. That
Greta's a badass.
She is.
Just saying.
No.
All right, so Gen
everyone
Alpha.
Everyone who knows her.
Gen Alpha, let's see. So those are the birth years between the 2010s to the 2020s.
Okay, so she's like, we just talked about this the other day. She's a cusp baby to whatever's before Alpha. What's before Alpha?
Isn't that Z?
I think
Gen
so.
Z?
Yeah, so she's a Z to A cusp because she's 11.
That's a cool place to be, from like the end of the alphabet to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that space between, that means we've come full circle. I don't know. I'm making that up. I'm making that up for them.
The other band that I will
it's
do.
Branding.
I'll quickly shout out to the intermediate band, which is called Daydream. And they're actually, we just got into Battle of the Bands, which
we will also
be performing in as well.
I like that name
too.
Ready.
Yeah, it was great. They kind of just, they were texting and they said, what about something Daydream? And then they lopped off the front and they said Daydream.
See, they're thinking
and I'm
of,
like,
they're getting there faster.
I'm like, less is more.
Yeah.
Let's go. And then it went silent and then it went like, text started coming in. I don't mind that. I'm not mad at that.
I can deal
with that.
That's the best.
You know,
that is a teenager 20-somethings, you know, approval. I don't hate that.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't make me want to die.
yeah. Daydream. So. It's fine. It's fine.
So we're headed to Battle of the Bands.
So where is Battle of the Bands?
We're in battle mode.
Where is Battle of the Bands? Tell me more.
Is it
an East End Arts thing?
No, it's a Southampton Youth Bureau.
It's a Southampton Youth Bureau thing, but
cool.
We've been collaborating with them a little bit.
Oh, they're awesome.
More lately. And that is on the 7th of June, I believe, at Ponquag Beach.
Oh, yeah. So you are in battle mode.
We are. And that's what I tell them. I'm like, we're in battle mode. We're not here to play around.
We're not here to make friends, guys. No. But make friends.
No.
Make friends, but also win.
Don't educate your enemy.
I'm just kidding. Don't educate your enemy.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. I was always I always did that my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, here's the way to destroy me.
Yeah.
Use these tools if you must.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's also, it's a good way to learn who your friends are.
That is true.
And like, also to put, you know, to learn the lessons, to force yourself to, you know.
And cynicism is such an energy vampire, too,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. 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 I didn't expect to go this deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Southampton, I love that we did, though.
This is what's happening.
SouthamptonTownNY.gov for more about the Battle of the Bands. It looks like, okay, all the band applications are in. So,
they're in. Oh, so, we were in. Yeah.
So how many bands will there be?
You know, I don't know.
You just know that.
I don't know, though.
That daydream, it will be one of them.
I know that I'm training the band that's going to win. That's all I know.
So that's Friday, June 7th.
And if you want to support East End Arts, you can just attend this and just go completely crazy when they play.
Oh.
You know? That's another
Chris,
way you can do these things.
I can't believe that you would stack the deck against the other bands that way. That's so mean and
you know,
it's mean spirited. No, but you can go whoever's band you are supporting.
That's true.
It's going to be at Ponquag Beach. It's open to grades 9 to 12. Gates open at 7 p.m. Friday the 7th of June.
Yeah, and I think some of my students are in other bands too.
Okay.
So it's all good, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, I think one of the bands too has a kid I trained for NISMA. So it's kind of like it's all good. I kind of joke around with them with the competitive part, but I'm also kind of I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Battle mode. Better win. Battle mode. Okay. So, the opposite of battling. We will be collaborating on a mosaic this Sunday in the downtown art district in Riverhead. I love the fact that you're using the tunnel to open it up a bit.
Yeah.
For folks who may have need different things.
Exactly, just to stand or sit.
We love this.
You know what? You know, we're not going to say, oh, if you can't kneel, you can't participate.
Well, all
we've got to find ways around that.
I understand that because at my ripe old age of whatever I am, getting off the floor is, it takes longer.
A day.
And it's annoying. And if I don't have to do it, I'd appreciate that. So where do we go? Eastendarts.org?
Eastendarts.org.
Do we just show up or do we?
You can. Okay. I would recommend people that pre-register for their square. The chalk comes with it. And it's great chalk. It's actual artist pastels. It's not
fantastic.
Regular hopscotch chalk.
Yeah.
And you can get extra if you need it. There's also this little recycling center where some people that don't use, you know, all the chalk or they don't use certain colors throw it in there for other people to use, which is great. There's 4x6 sizes and 8x8 sizes, but for those who are really ambitious. And there's live entertainment. We'll have artisan vendors and food trucks and kid activities. And it's just always such a great day. The weather looks like it's supposed to be good. So
we're getting all the rain out now.
Exactly.
I'm so grateful to you guys for coming in, for supporting the station, for being who you are, doing what you do, and also being here with us right now. I'm Gianna Volpe. That was Wendy Weiss and Chris Jones. This is the Heart of the East End, this edition underwritten by the Long Island Game Farm and Guild Hall of East Hampton. This is Melvin Wine with the Walk Chalk Chicken, which will bring us from our walk theme to our chalk theme. And you, whoever you are out there, you are awesome. And you're listening to Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM, supported by listeners like you, donating to WLIWFM.org. We'll be right back.
I'm on a mission to find myself. Lately I'm off it, coughing. These meds I take them put me in a coffin. More often than not, I'm distraught, all alone in my room with the lights out. Even when it's nice out, I'm lazy. Really wish you see me on the daily. Lately I've been feeling crazy, baby. I don't wanna talk. I can tell she faking, she only hit me at 1 o'clock. My brain, she's staying like sidewalk chalk. Everywhere I look, all I see are chemicals. Think she got me hooked. I feel it in my genitals. Read me like a book and play me like a cassette tape. Why wait when you and me? Pigs fly great by day. Better get here by the by day. Irate the way that I be feeling. I've been irate. Why wait? Lately, lately, I've been feeling crazy. I'm not that much to see, so why everybody tryna look at me? Oh, it's getting hard to breathe, so I'ma take a minute and focus on me.
This is a solo, wish it was a duo, lingo, bingo. Wait, did I be falling down Plinko? I just put a sock on my mic, that's a spit fill. When I'm still up in the night, that's when I spit real.
Walking around my town and I can't help but look. I see you all around every time, it got me shook. When you walk by, I was too high, couldn't say hi. Now you're moving to the next guy, I'm on the next high. Everywhere I look, all I see are chemicals. Think she got me hooked. I feel it in my genitals. Read me like a book and play me like a cassette tape. Why wait when you and me? Pigs fly great by day. Better get here by the by day. Irate the way that I've been feeling. I've been irate. Why wait? Lately, I've been feeling crazy. Lately, I'm depressed. Lately, not my best. Lately, I've been thinking about the feeling of a breast. Lately, in my feels, I've been popping pills. Mama's getting worried. Lately, I'm still cracking seals. I've been feeling low. Lately, I don't know. Lately, not myself, I'm someone else when I'm the blow. Mama said to work, so I put work in. I'ma keep on pushing till I'm 10 feet in the dirt. And see me, but no one wanna be me. I don't blame them, I don't wanna be me either.
I think this single is from the artist King S. I don't know, it's like King E dollar sign S. I think that's just a cool way to get a dollar sign in there.
Maybe I should start doing that with my name.
Yes, you absolutely should do that. Wendy Weiss, the S's are dollar signs.
And then ka-ching every time you say it.
It works.
Just walk around
just,
and do it.
Just manifest it. All right, so we're manifesting some more support for the teenies.
That's
ahead
right.
Of June 9th. Before they were leaving, like, oh, we didn't mention the teenies. And we got to do it. We love the teenies. It's the Tonys for the teens, guys.
It's the best. It is so great.
How was announcing the nominees? That's like top five most fun things I've done on radio was announcing and reading all of the names, letting everyone know who is up for a teeny this year.
Yeah, we actually did that on the current episode of Matter of Spark. So if you go on the WLIW website and find us in the podcast gallery, you too can listen to all of the nominees.
WLIW.org/radio.
We had a great interview with Kasha, who is, she's amazing. And she, runs the whole program.
Yes, she does.
It was really great to kind of learn about the teenies. And I mean, 2,000 kids are affected by the teenies.
Yeah.
2,000
yeah.
per year.
I know.
Like, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
And the awards ceremony itself, which is on June 9th at William Floyd High School this year, at 3 p.m., I say this in the podcast, but I'll say it again because, you know, you don't have to have a kid in high school or be kind of a theater geek to have, like, it's like watching an awards ceremony.
It's amazing how unbelievably talented the kids in our area are.
Really amazing.
World-class performance.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And the award ceremony is a performance in and of itself. It's not just handing out awards. It's not like a graduation.
Oh,
it's a whole thing. There are performances from each show. There's collaborative performances in the opening number and the closing. And it's just the most entertaining afternoon in a theater, for sure.
Beautifully said. And just another little drop in there. Go to wliw.org/radio. Find the Matter of Spark podcast and see who's up for a teeny this year. I'm Gianna Volpe. That was Wendy Weiss. This is PJ Harvey. And you, whoever you are out there, you are awesome. And you're listening to WLIWFM 88.3 throughout the east end of Long Island and coastal Connecticut, 96.9 in central and western Suffolk County, streaming online to wherever you may be at wliw.org/radio. Blanco White leading you into the NPR news break at the top of the hour. Thank you, everyone, for listening and staying with us and donating.
Each time that I hold the dice, the numbers fade and leave their marks in my hands, where the chalk and dust remain, but lines can be read like notes. She said I'd leave for Spain. She could have known that city's life from the marble she gave me. Some would ask for more, fool in the silence.
cast the storm down and doubt what they saw, just to follow the siren as she moved on and passed through the crowd. She carried our hearts out. It's true that some words are lost, 'cause you chose not to hear them. Of 2 years had marked new lines on her face that passed me by in the dark. My hands hadn't changed with a crayon and pen from a can. She drew a map of Spain. I still have it now with a letter white, but the markings are faded.